Incorporate self-care mindfully. In a culture that values instant gratification, comfort, and productivity, self-care is often an afterthought, partly because its rewards aren't always immediate. If you're someone who has had a hard time with self-care, try adding these routines one at a time. Give each practice a chance for a few weeks. See if you can find a friend to join you so you can motivate and encourage each other. You will feel better, even if you don't notice a difference right away. Try to avoid thinking of self-care like an oil change, that is, as a mere obligation. We usually don't notice any change in a car's performance from getting the oil changed. It's just something we feel guilty about when we don't take care of it. Instead, we offer you the challenge of bringing your presence to these routines with an eagerness to see how much satisfaction you can derive from them. Doing good things for yourself has great potential for connection and enjoyment in the very moment that you're doing them. It's like a more evolved form of instant gratification, and this potential hinges entirely on mindfulness. The more of yourself and your attention you bring to the task, the greater the opportunity there is to experience it in a special way. Just try it while eating, exercising, or bathing. Meditate on this idea for a minute. What would I do if I were intent on getting the most possible enjoyment from this activity? As we see it, the most significant thing you could do, no matter what the activity, would be to simply give it all of your attention. Devote yourself to it. Nobody has any trouble keeping their attention on what they're engaged in if it's thoroughly enjoyable. Who has to remind themselves to focus on what's happening when they're in the middle of good sex or an excellent massage? Although using your attention in this way with self-care means working a muscle you probably haven't used much, the good news is that it will immediately increase your satisfaction. Besides enhancing your self-care experience and beginning the process of making it a ritual, it will give you a break from the tendency to put your attention on your thoughts instead of on your actual now experience. Making this a habit will help you stay more anchored in the present, which always feels more alive and inspired than your thoughts, and it can also help alleviate feelings of anxiety, grief, and depression. Now for your 8 fundamental self-care practices: sleep, healthy eating, breathing, movement, being in nature, play and laughter, stillness, and connecting with others. As a whole, these practices can be understood as enhancing sweetness, since they feed us and they should absolutely feel good. But certain practices offer special support in one or more of the 3 S's.